I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois officials are working to prevent misinformation about the census. Mary Hansen has more.
Oswaldo Alvarez is one of the directors of the Illinois Census Office. He says he's not aware of deliberate misinformation being spread in Illinois, but he says they have gotten questions about other points of confusion around the population count that's set to start in 2020. And he says one way to combat the confusion
is giving them the consistent same information from the timeline to the number of questions to tools on how to reduce people's fears.
Illinois gave out tens of millions of dollars to groups around the state to encourage census participation. Alvarez says Illinois has been working closely with them to make sure they all have the same correct information. The concerns about misinformation come as Facebook recently announced it would ban posts on its social media sites that attempt to interfere with the count. I'm Mary Hansen.
Training sessions next year will help Illinois police officers address post-traumatic stress disorder. The two-day workshops are spearheaded by Northern Illinois University psychology professor Michelle Lilly and officer Sean Curry of the Peoria Police Department. Lilly says topics include recognizing signs of PTSD and peer support.
We have attendees coming and sharing very difficult material from their lives, and we're just really honored to be put in this position to be having these really critical conversations.
The first session takes place in January in DeKalb. Lilly says other training sessions are planned next year in Edwardsville, Hoffman Estates, and Naperville. In other news, Illinois will get more than $40 million in federal funding for early childhood programs over the next 3 years. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state will get $13.5 million per year through 2022 to build and expand preschool programs for low and moderate income families. The money comes from a competitive grant program administered by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. At the same time, Illinois is increasing reimbursement rates for child care providers and adding a new commission to look at early childhood education statewide. The Illinois Treasurer's Office returned nearly $40,000 to the Salvation Army in Chicago. The money comes from a program the office oversees that helps return unclaimed property or cash. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Two people are dead after a house fire in Williamson County. WSIL-TV reports the Heron Fire Department received the call just before 3 o'clock Wednesday morning. Firefighters were battling the blaze when they found the two bodies inside. Williamson County's coroner is investigating the deaths. Multiple agencies are looking into just what caused that fire. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services has a new program aimed at providing smoke alarms for families served by the department if they don't have a working smoke alarm in their home. DCFS spokesperson Deborah Lopez says caseworkers visiting families will have smoke detectors with them for households that just don't have one.
State law, as you may know, requires that every household have a working smoke alarm within 15 feet of every bedroom, right, and at least at one in each floor. So this certainly is a program that will ensure that the children are safe in their homes.
DCFS families can also call their caseworker or local field office for a smoke alarm. The National Fire Protection Association reports the risk of dying in a home fire is cut in half when smoke detectors are properly installed. As we head to the end of 2019, we're seeing the cheapest gasoline prices for the year. That's according to the AAA's fourth quarterly forecasts. AAA is also predicting gas prices to go even cheaper by about a dime in the coming weeks. According to AAA, the national average is $2.55 a gallon. Illinois' average is a bit higher at $2.60. Missouri, lower at $2.20. AAA says the savings at the pump are likely to continue into 2020. I'm Jennifer Fuller.